Earlier this week, Nick Clegg announced free school meals for infant classes, so children aged between 4 and 7, all part of a bigger plan to try and make kids healthier.
Yes, that's right. The project's being trialled at the moment in schools across the West Midlands, and the idea is to try and encourage healthier eating and cut the number of obese children in the region. So that's why this blanket allocation of free school meals for infant classes is being introduced. Now, Wren's Nest Primary in Dudley is one of the schools testing out this programme, which mixes fun and games with science. And BBC WM's Steve Herman sent us a report from there, with the help of Courtney, Joshua, Megan and Alicia.
Right, so we're going to have a lesson on healthy lifestyles. We're going to learn how to make simple choices to improve our health.
Well, I'm in a classroom here where the kids are being taught about healthy eating. This pilot project started in Ireland, but for the last year it's been trialled in hundreds of schools across the West Midlands, including in Walsall, Solihull and here in Dudley. It's called the Food Dudes.
Food dudes are Raz, Rocco, Charlie and Tom. Well, they tell you like how fruit and vegetables like helps their minds and their brains. They can outsmart the junk punks because they eat fruit and vegetables, but the junk punks don't eat fruit and vegetables.
Right. I had a packet of crisps for my lunch, so am I a junk punk?
Yeah, if you eat anything that is high sugar and it's got loads of sugar in, you might be ill or catch a cold off other people or something, but if you eat 5 a day, then they'll keep the doctor away.
Together, they will fight the junk punks and make the world a healthier, happier place.
My name's Mrs. Ruth Wiley, and I'm the head teacher at Wren's Nest Primary School. The Food Dudes programme is run in the classrooms and it's linked to our science programme and our health education programme. But of course, every single day, the children are eating and choosing their lunch in the dinner hall. And the programme is designed to encourage children, first of all, to encourage them and reward them for eating their fruit and vegetables. And then after a while, it sort of eases off on the rewards and just encourages them to do it because it is good for them. And that works very well.
What have the parents made of it? Are they supportive?
The parents have been really supportive. The Food Dudes programme that we ran 2 years ago, the full-blown programme, involved children taking things home and encouraging feedback from parents and telling parents what they were eating in school and what new vegetables and fruit they'd tried. And we got some lots of lovely positive comments from parents. And children still now use their Food Dudes tubs when they bring in fruit and vegetables from home.
For Food Dudes came to school, I used to just eat junk food all the time.
I didn't realise how much sugar I was eating before Food Dudes came along.
Right, I'm going to eat fruit and veg now and stop being a junk punk.
So we've convinced you, like, to become a food dude.
You have. I am going to be a food dude from now on.
Be like the Food Dudes. Oh, yeah!
I think you're still a junk punk myself, to be honest with you. But Steve Herman, with some terrific kids there who are getting the message. And here's the thing on the story that we're doing this morning. To me, that is the positive step towards trying to sort out the next generation of children and not ending up with the level of childhood obesity we've got now.